Happy New Year. It's Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 413. I am joined by Victoria Ferrari, Ronnie Ann Spang, Sam Malik, and Frank Pisano talking about transparent LCD screens. Ronnie Ann Spang starts off talking about where transparent LCD screens could be integrated in conjunction with other AV solutions.
Well, I've done this back in 2013, and it was actually an Avidex idea, but we did the film over the screens with short throw absence to provide security during confidential conferences where you couldn't see into the room. So when the room was not booked, the windows are clear, and when the room is booked, the projection blinds whoever's looking at it because they've got light coming at them and they can't see what's going on in the room. So security, privacy is definitely a way to do this. The transparent LCD, depending on what you're putting up, can make it difficult to see what's going on the other side. I've seen some really, and even done some designs for some really cool retail applications as well. It's not limited to just displays. You can take a piece of glass with that coating on it, cut it out into any shape, like let's say a person, projection map an image, and have a virtual salesperson to interact with. So there's no limit. There is absolutely no limit to what we can do with glass and display technology, whether it's LCD projection, and the sky's the limit. I mean, we already see holograms starting to become more effective. You know, it's going to continue to grow and evolve. I can't predict everywhere it's going to go, but generally when somebody has a window like this, you know, immediately that whole glass right there becomes signage space available because it's an exterior window. Interior becomes signage space. I mean, you don't have to have a TV anymore. In fact, once these LCDs get a little bit brighter, you don't need a TV. There's your TV right there. You know, the days of a television being the two square boxes are limited. We all know direct view LED modules are going to outsell these studies, say, 5 years. I think that's an accurate estimate. In 5 years, you're going to have limits of 55, 60, 65, 70, 75. It's going to be, buy a 27-inch module, put as many as you want, how big you want, what aspect, we don't care. And it's the same with glass, walls. You know, years ago, they did paintable OLED. I mean, tech is going to change and evolve. We as AV are lucky because when it changes and evolves, we get to play with the new stuff.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.